Crumb.
Greetings, mortals! You are listening to Bourbon and Barbarians, an actual play recording presented by the Cromcast.
You tiptoe to the best of your abilities, but within probably 10 to 15 paces, it's not necessary to try to keep quiet, because what you hear is a roar that is truly bestial. It sounds as if some giant beast squawks and cries for its dinner, and the sounds that you hear from that point forward are horrendous, and they're those sounds of a beast that's feasting.
Alois is getting eaten.
Is that what's happening?
Yes, I think that's what's happening.
So what do we want to do?
I think we should leave, because we stand no chance against this, unless you just want to rush in there and see how well we do. So I think we should go. I think we should go right now.
All right, let's go.
So you head back south, and so just to reiterate, you come down past the alcove where you were. You come to a point where the road forks to the left, which is the path that you came forward from, mm-hmm. and then immediately ahead, according to your torchlight, it seems like there's a chamber ahead that's unlit that lays before you.
It formerly had a door.
No, it did not have a door. It's something okay. You guys just struck out north when you could have went south.
Oh, we could have gone south. Okay. Yep. No, we're going to hang a left there.
Okay.
From our vantage, right?
Okay.
It's a left. And then we're going to hang a right.
Okay.
And then we are going to hang another right.
Or and we're left, you mean? Like to get out? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the way I have it drawn, it's a right. But okay. Yes, we're going out.
Okay. So, you all exit out of the entrance of the cave, and you do not meet any other fell creatures upon your escape.
Good.
Back to the keep.
So you reach the eastern portion of the holler here. You're able to find your mounts. You are able to get on your mounts, and are you going to the keep tonight?
Yeah, they won't let us in, but at least we'll be near the wall.
Okay.
Right. I plan to ride all night if I have to. I'm sorry, Alois. I say to Alois' spirit, whom I feel is still with us.
It's okay. I thought I could try and intimidate them by killing the guy and ringing the bell and just, like, I don't know, scaring the shit out of them with the stank eye, but that did not work.
No, it didn't. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry we didn't avenge you, but
high intelligence and low wisdom seemed like the way to go.
That's true. Maybe we can avenge you at another time.
So, you all are moving along the main road, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. As you're moving, you get to the point just generally around where the hovel is, mm-hmm. where it's sort of a straight western shot to get to the keep, and you see up ahead along the trail, it's almost as if you're catching up with a variety of humanoid forms in front of you that are heading a similar jaunt along the road.
let's hang back.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you want to ride up and see who they are? I bet they're goblins and bugbears.
I'm following your lead.
Yep. That's what I'm doing. I'm hanging back.
All right. I'm hanging with you.
Okay. How long are you guys waiting?
Not waiting, just following slowly so that we don't catch them.
Okay. So you you can try to keep pace.
And if we have to take, if we have to get off our horses in order for that to work, then that's fine.
No, that's, yeah, absolutely you can do that. And your ponies are going to be a little bit louder, so you're going to have to take your time. These humanoid forms are not using light sources. You are bringing up the tail end of what seems to be a fairly large company, and you can't be sure, but it seems as if more individuals are joining the fray from the northern woods as you're tailing what's preceding you. You're never close enough to see what's up there, but it's a lot of humanoid forms moving in the dark, and it's some indeterminate number. If you are wanting to continue to sort of keep track with your ponies, that's going to be a risky endeavor. I'm not going to say that it's impossible, but just realize that you're going to have to take a slower pace with your horses, you know, like to try to keep things quiet.
Yeah. Can I see that map again?
Yep.
Yeah. So, and they are on the road?
Yes.
Okay. I reach over and take Yotis by the arm to stop him. Like, just,
I understand, my friend.
And I say, this is not good.
It's almost as if somebody wants to kill us.
We should follow behind as slowly and cautiously as possible. And
you
then,
got him, boss.
And then, if they make for the keep, perhaps we gauge how the battle is going, and we can be strategic. And if there's a chance for us to deal a good blow against this enemy, then we will. And if not, then we ride south for Coldfield.
Okay.
And warn the,
I follow where you lead, please.
Warn the southern reaches of this gathering army. So that's what we're doing. We are going to follow behind slowly, cautiously.
As you get to the area west of the hovel and the hinterlands, and so east of the keep, you begin to get a sense of the group picking up speed, and it seems that there's a sense of urgency. You also get a feel that at this point, you're past the midpoint of the night and you're getting on to the dawn hours. And so the group is beginning to speed up that's in front of you. And you guys, if you're keeping pace, you arrive at the keep behind the various goblin kind and orc kind right prior to them laying siege to the keep in the latest hours of the night. So with hours before dawn, there is an attack mounting on the keep, and it's principally taking place within darkness. And so you have a variety of the orc and the goblin kind that are getting around and positioned on the keep.
Yotis, we've got nothing here. We've got nothing.
So it's ride and die.
Well, that sounds pretty epic. What do you want to do? I feel like I've been calling all the shots. What do you want to do?
I like it when you call the shots because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes, but, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We're telling a story. We're telling a collaborative story.
If we're telling a collaborative story, I feel bad that we left Alois back in those caves alone. And it's been eating at my gut since we rode out of there. And I feel bad that these people are under siege. and I don't like goblins, and I don't like monsters. So and I'm ready to kill some of them.
All right. I'm with you.
Are we going to die?
Yes. I cast... what's your hit point situation, Yotis?
33.
Are you full?
I'm trying to decipher my...
I'm going to cast on myself.
You have 33 hit points?
It's possible. I have 26, and okay. He hasn't been hit. Okay, so...
I think I have 27. 33 is my full. I have 27 currently.
Okay, so I am back now to 20, and I have one cure spell remaining. So, I'm bummed that I burned my bless back in those caves, but I was afraid. So,
what's a heal potion worth? What's a healing potion worth?
Roll a d6. I would save it.
Okay.
If you're that close to being full, I would save it.
Okay. Thanks for the advice.
And yeah, let's ride for the gate, I guess. Maybe we can. So how far back is the siege line away from the gate? Are they like battering the gate?
No. What you get a sense of is on the main entrance leading up to the keep, there's innumerable in the order of dozens upon dozens of goblin and orc kind, like off on the right hand side and off on the left hand side. So it's not like you see strict formations of lines. It's just that you know that the majority of monsters that were ahead of you have filtered out and surrounded the keep.
And so they are mostly around the road that leads up.
They're along the southern wall and the eastern wall.
Okay.
Gustav.
As far as you can tell. So if you're coming up and you're like here.
I would say we're more like further down.
Okay. So if you're here,
trying to gauge,
just know
what we
that
can
they're
see.
They're all around the keep and positioned at varying degrees. I mean, it's not just one or two. It's like, I mean, you don't know. It's darkness and they're traveling in darkness, but it's sure. Way more than your two. It's
Are there lights on the walls?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can see there's various soldiers on guard at the keep. Yeah, and it's in the middle of the night. It's like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
Okay.
Gustav.
Yes.
Gustav.
Yes.
Is there any way that you can signal to our friends inside that we're out here to help?
Doubt it.
With some magic?
No. No, absolutely not. Okay.
So we're going to kill some goblins and hope we don't get shot.
We are. So I'm going to take up the one remaining javelin that I have. And I am preparing to ride into the tide of goblins on my pony with the javelin outward, skewering whoever gets in my way.
So are you going up the main road towards the moat or like towards the entrance?
Yeah, that's the only way I see to get in.
So you strike off on your pony and...
And I say, ride with me, Yotis.
Yotis, are you following?
Okay. To Valhalla and Peyrune's Forge.
So you two are riding hard. You're drawing attention to yourselves. It's no mystery. The monsters, the goblins and the orcs and the cyclorks and the gnolls and the kobolds that are on either side of y'all see you. And you ride up to the entrance and get to the gate and you're announcing yourselves. And what are you saying?
Let us in!
Upon which you hear shouts down that that there's no entry upon the keep until tomorrow.
See you not this siege army that is laying siege to your fort. Let us in, man.
And
you have but moments. Let us in.
So with that, you hear unhinging of the gates, and the gates spill inward just enough to admit both you and Yotis on your ponies, and you slip inside.
How many
we got inside?
Goblins did I skewer on the road?
None.
How many goblins did I run over with my tiny pony?
None.
How many goblins are wearing briefs versus boxers?
They don't wear either of those. They just let it hang.
It was a trick question. Yeah. I knew that would be the answer.
So you have your homeboys that are there with you, Franz, yep, and Johan. Also, you see working his way along the south wall, Corporal Bosch. It seems, yep, like everyone is up here in the middle of the night, which doesn't seem normal. Like Bosch is a daylight hours kind of dude.
I was looking for my my roster, my dossiers of keep staff. I don't know what Yotus is doing, but I'm going to in a hurry approach Captain Bosch.
Okay. He says, how in the great God's name did you get in here? Look at the hour. What's going on?
Never mind that. An army gathers at your gates.
He said, did you see them?
We did.
Rode through them.
We were reconnoitering, and along with Father Zoklovec, we're gathering Wilslane herbs for the production of healing potions when we understood that Zoklovec was captured. We found a blood trail that led us into the caverns, whereupon we stumbled across undead. We fought them. We destroyed them. We smote the ruin upon the mountainside. And then we found cultists of what foul god, I know not. And Zoklovec was among their number.
Bosch
led their number. And we are down a man.
Bosch notices that, and he said, did he fall within the caves?
He did.
This information, we need to relay it to Casimir, and this even needs to reach the ears of the curate. We should have this conversation as a group. Perhaps we can discern the threats that are posed here.
I go along and I say, I need at some point very soon an hour to meditate.
So you go west, and you're in what's labeled as room 20, which is sort of the western peripheral location for the like one of the guard posts. Yep. And this is the big main chambers where you had met with Casimir earlier. If you recall, you wanted to bust up in there and talk to him, mm-hmm, previously, and guards basically said, sorry dude, the top brass are talking here, move along. And so this is, you've been in this room once other, but you go in and Casimir is just like you saw him the other day. He's working, man. He is an upper level guardsman here, and he is having to get shit done because they're about to be set upon. And so surely enough, as you're coming in there, you begin to hear the shouts of men along the walls, like from where you just came. There's some shenanigans going down. It's hard to say what exactly is transpiring, but at this point, you're in the presence of Casimir, Bosch, and the two of you. And there's, you know, there's pages and scribes and like people that are running around like low level lieutenants, but you are relaying the same story, I presume, to Casimir. He wants to know how this meshes up with the map that you guys turned in earlier.
You know the scene in Blazing Saddles where Mel Brooks is like bouncing in his chair and like someone is like moving his hand with the pen in it and he's like, oh, yeah.
Right.
That's the mental picture I just conjured. Relay the same thing.
Yeah, so it seems like Casimir deduces that Zloklovec must have been the inside man that was mapping and getting schematics of the keep.
Bastard. Yeah.
They know our forces. They know the men that are spread out here. It seems as if things will not go well, and it seems as if we might have mere minutes to get out of the keep before the siege begins.
So is there a secret way? I'm going to ask the room in general, but direct it toward Bosch and Casimir. Is there a secret way that we could use to get out? Or is there a way that Zoklovec would know to get in that could be unguarded?
Bosch looks to Casimir and he says, "I know not. I know the entrance itself. I thought the keep was impenetrable." But Casimir says, "Perhaps there's a subterranean route that we could use." So at this point, activity is playing out. There's clearly some skirmishing that's taking place on the walls. But with short order, everybody's up at this point in time. There's a man that looks stately and is robed and is clean cut. That comes into the room from a northern entrance. And he nods and bows and he says, "Greetings, Casimir. What word?"
Is he Ryan Gosling?
I don't think he's quite so. I don't think he's quite such a man crush as that. I think he's more along the lines of like one of the cleaner younger maesters that you would see in like, you know, Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Okay. So while this is playing out, I'm going to find a corner to sit in and begin chanting the Peyrune prayers.
Okay.
I will join you in prayer.
So you both are taking a bit of respite at this point in time?
Yeah. Out of character.
Making peace with our God.
Out of character, I'm attempting to get my spells back. Mm-hmm. And so evidently there's no amount of time that you need. It just says... I'm wrong. I do have to have had a good night's sleep, so never mind. I'll still continue the chanting and praying, but
okay,
it's not going to avail me.
Yeah, you know, at this point, you guys are both worn and ragged. The hour is late, and you've been up for a long time. Not only have you been up, you've been adventuring, you've been riding hard, you've been fighting hard, you've been running hard, so you are beat, and you know that at some point you're going to have to crash, like outside of running into some, you know, some magic flower that will grant you superpowers.
like Will Slane? Because I have some in my pouch.
perhaps if it was prepared. Yeah. Perhaps if you had a prepared tincture of those types of plants, that would offer something. But as it stands with it raw, from what you recall from Father's Loklevec, it seems like it takes a while before you can prepare these herbs that he was teaching you about.
I'll chew on one like it's a sassafras root.
Okay. It's a bit spearminty.
Oh, nice. I have fresh breath.
So this fellow, you gather that his name is Kenenchen. He is a scribe, and he is not only a scribe. He seems to be the scribe for the Castellan. So this dude is, has bent to the king's ear, and is like the direct person in communication between the Castellan and the guardsmen. This guy is of central importance. Beyond that, the scribe also indicates that he needs to go and converse with both the advisor, whose name is Lilarian. You actually heard his name mentioned previously sometime back when you were at the keep. He is a half-elf advisor to the Castellan, and then there is of course the Castellan himself, and it seems like those two dudes are the movers and shakers that this scribe needs to communicate with. He said there are ways unknown to the greater community to get in and out of the keep, but I need to see if that path would be free.
We must go there, and we must guard it, and we must begin moving. If no one if the enemies have not befallen it, is the threat word befallen?
Mm-hmm.
Then we must use it to our advantage and escape this place.
Well, that's exactly what the scribe says. He says we need to relay information. I think Master Lilarian would want to relay this information to his own master, Nistul, who is one of the Circle of Eight down in Redspan. We need to get word to the Archmages about what is going on here at the Keep. So a little bit more time is playing out here with this conversation about, like, forces on the wall. The skirmishing's continuing. At a break in the conversation, the scribe and Casimir are talking about how information should be relayed to Redspan, and it seems apparent that they think that you might be the best people for the traveling, because, one, you're not guards, so you're presumably not going to be able to do as much on the walls with the catapults and the ballistae that are going to be holding out for the siege, and two, you've already traversed the route from Coldfield and even Redspan, so you know the distance and you know the way. Casimir asks and says, is this agreeable? We will likely be laying up and in siege here for some time, and it will really come down to whether or not you can get that information south to the city.
Yeah, we'll go. Right?
How are our creepy hands?
Say that again?
What about our creepy hands?
Mine's hidden in a glove.
So we're okay? They're not bothering us? They're not, like, pulsating with mystical energy as this army is amassed by weirdos?
I don't know.
No, yeah, you don't feel anything like that. That's a good question. You don't feel any evilness or malady within the hand. It just looks super funky, and you know that it delivers frostburn.
No slight tingle?
No, not beyond the last time when you were tempted when you laid on the hands against the curate, right?
Yeah, that felt good.
I just wanted to make sure that our hands weren't going to go like full evil dead and revolt against us and join the army outside.
That would be a fun scene where my evil hand is punching you and your evil hand is punching me and we're trying to stop them.
Regardless of whether or not that happens, I am willing to ride with you, Gustav, wherever you go.
Let's
go. We are the final two. We are the final girls.
yep. Let's make haste. Make haste to Redspan.
Okay.
And so my thought is, let's get out of here, because if we tarry, then there's less of a chance we can get away. We saw that they're still amassing forces outside. Mm-hmm. Who knows how many of them there are?
Kenenshin says, this sounds agreeable, and I think that is going to be our best bet. So, Mike, you should have received a text message from me just now. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So what you have there is like the basic stats for the scribe as well as the backpack that he is carrying on his person. Any indication of the gold that's listed with his stat block is in his room and not with him, right? And then the other thing to note is he's a second level cleric, so the comments about thieves' tools that are on the fast pack, that's not part of it. It's the, you know, he's got his clerical materials. And he's a second level, you know, acolyte of Perun, just like, you know, the various other clerics that we have here. Okay, so Kenenshin comes back into the room, and he has on top of that list of materials that I provided you with, Mike, there's also his main scribe book, his main journal that he carries with him for note taking, and presumably is like his planner and his life in that. So that is a treasure trove of information relating to the keep, and you know for playing this NPC, like that is his most valuable possession as far as being able to effectively relay information to Redspan. That's what's needed.
Okay.
So with that, you all are quickly ushered from that western room into what's labeled as room 18, which is a fairly large like portcullis type room that waypoint that separates the northern versus the southern boundaries of the keep. And you are moving quickly with Kenshin leading the way, and so Mike, your character is sort of ushering things along, but basically with a couple lefts and rights, you end up in a stairwell, and there's a false door that's pushed aside that leads a couple levels down into a sub-basement type level, and it is slimy and a bit wet down here. This is not quite the shit sewers, but it's like the access to the shit sewers.
Hmm.
Gross.
I will light up a lantern.
Okay, so you bust out your hooded lantern that you've had over the adventuring times
from Yurka.
And just so we're clear, what's the marching order here?
Well, I suppose since I know the way, I'll be leading.
Yep. Okay. So if you're on point, are you like shining the lantern mm-hmm. over his head? So you've got this singular source of light, and then we have Yodis bringing up the rear. Is that fair to say?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So this tunnel is basically a narrow 5-foot by 5-foot type access way for the sewers, and with very little deviation from this central room and central sub-basement of the keep, you strike out south. So if you're just looking at the map and just your familiarity with the keep, you know that you're running underneath the varieties of the common tavern and the house, like the common house that you've stayed in, and the varieties of apartments, basically the things on the southern end of the keep that are used for the standard function of the guards, as well as like the village aspect of the keep. And so at a couple points there are paths that come from the east and the west, but you're on a straight southern exit.
Okay.
Seems like only yesterday we were eating owlbear in the drunk duck.
Yeah. Weasel cat.
So you're moving along. You also notice that you're at a slight downward grade. It's not like you're going down flights of stairs or anything like that, but you're going at a slight downward grade, and it makes sense. The poop's got to roll downhill. So this access path that you're following is tracking the piping and the tunnel of the poop tunnel that you get the sense is immediately to the left of you. So that would be the eastern side of you. You get the occasional sounds of sloppiness like on the other side of a wall, and there's occasionally openings where you can see little bits of sludge that will splash over, you know, the access waterways. Like if you drew the shitty end of the straw and you had to climb into that, you know, to unclog something, it would be not nice. It would be pretty nasty.
Something that is not good.
Yeah, something poopy.
Well, luckily we didn't draw straws, and we are not down here on sewer detail.
And Kenshin is moving, man. Like, you guys are booking it, and you are not encountering anyone. It's pitch dark, which I don't know. That doesn't mean a whole lot to the goblins, right? But in your passaging, you know, just looking at the size of the keep, it's not going to take you too long to traverse outside of the environs of the keep. And so looking at the point of the southern portion of the map, you can see where it's quite steep and bluff line there. You are going to be passing underneath the main road and exiting south and east of the main road.
So off the map.
Right. Yeah. 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 Basically you're going to be coming out where it says map of the keep, like where it says the, like south of there, where you would be hitting like standard slope, you're going to get to the point where there's exit.
Is it like a finished, when we get to the end of this tunnel, is it like a finished tunnel, or is it just a crack in the side?
So that's a good rock? That's a good point. So at this point, give me a second to make sure I've got my shit in order.
That's fine. Don't die.
These sewer fumes, they get in my lungs and they give me the turd lung.
No.
You have the turd lung.
The turd lung. He's dangerous in these parts.
Very dangerous. Creates mucus.
Yeah.
Or the fecal coliforms.
You need Mucinex.
Mucinex.
Yeah. You need Mucinex.
Only Father Schlokovic can make Mucinex.
He makes it from the Wildslade. The herbs that grow in the north. I see that, yeah.
What's in that cooler?
High life. High life.
What? When did you go from German to Bane? Because I need to keep up.
It is high life.
Bane's a little deeper.
You merely...
You were only adopted by the high life. I was born into it.
Was born into it.
Raised by it. I did not see the craft beer until I was a man.
I've been following you on Untapped, Mr. Wade. I'm disappointed.
The yeast rises.
The yeast rises. The hops rise. No, that needs to be singular, then plural.
Yes.
So, you all are reaching the exit, and you can't see it with your naked eye. You hit the exit, like basically the little crevasse that opens up here in this hill happens, and as you're exiting, it's gray outside, like dawn is coming right now. It's not necessarily light out, but it will be in a few short minutes, right? It is sludgy and mucky and fin-like around here. This is almost like a sludgy little swamp area that you've exited into, and so it seems natural. The drainage of the material here is pretty much like the drainage of the poop out of the keep is pretty much blended into, you know, this fin that's just immediately south of the keep.
Yeah. Well, before we get going too quick, can we hear anything like the din of battle, like from the keep or anything?
So you stop and listen, and you do hear upslope continued skirmishing. You hear shouting of men along the walls in the interior of the keep.
We must go. We must go.
We must go.